on the town.
都市猎影。
From BBC Learning English.
Are you interested in art? Art in all its forms?
Well, if you are, then you are in for a treat today, as we're going to take you to the summer exhibition at the Royal Academy of Art. Hi, I'm William Cramer.
And I'm Yang Li. 今天我们要介绍皇家美术学院的夏季展 The Summer Exhibition, one of my favorites.
Our guide today is Edith Devani, head curator for the summer exhibition.
Hello, my name is Edith Devani and I work at the Royal Academy of Art and look after the annual summer exhibition.
Edith 是夏季展的主管馆员，她介绍了夏季展览会的特点。请大家注意听，今年有多少参展的作品？
Well, it's very popular both in terms of the artists who submit work for consideration and in terms of visitor numbers as well. And this year we had 12,000 submissions, which is quite a significant number.
Did you get it? There are 12,000 submissions this year. Quite impressive.
是的，今年提交上来的参展作品啊，一共有12,000件。Submissions 意思是提交。
One significant fact about the Royal Academy's annual summer exhibition is that it is the world's largest open submission art show, and it's already in its 243rd year.
Yeah, it's certainly one of the oldest art institutions in the UK. But what is unique about its summer exhibition? I ask Edith.
We say that it's a slice of contemporary art. Everything that we show here has to have been executed in the last one or two years. So it has to be very current. And it's a mixture of all styles.
A slice of contemporary art, 现代艺术的一个缩影，而且每件参展作品呢，都必须是在近一两年内完成制成的 ，executed。参展作品都有哪些风格呢 ？Here is Edith again.
We have oil paintings on canvas, we have paintings on boards, we have acrylic paintings, there are watercolors, there are prints. The different variety of printmaking is amazing, you know, from woodblock printing to etching to computer-generated printing. We have photography now, we have sculpture, and we have architecture. And there's also some video art and film, so it's all here.
BBCUKChina.com
Well, it seems that the summer exhibition covers every single style of artistic work that you can imagine.
Indeed. Let's take a look at the key words associated with art.
Oil paintings on canvas.
帆布油画
Acrylic paintings.
丙烯画
Watercolors.
水彩画
Woodblock printing.
木板画
Etching.
石刻版画
She also mentioned photography.
她还提到了摄影作品
And finally, there's sculpture and architecture.
再有就是雕塑和建筑设计作品。Wow, what a list!
Well, it sounds like a feast of visual art. I think we'd better listen to that clip again.
We have oil paintings on canvas, we have paintings on boards, we have acrylic paintings, there are watercolors, there are prints. The different variety of printmaking is amazing, you know, from woodblock printing to etching to computer-generated printing. We have photography now, we have sculpture, and we have architecture. And there's also some video art and film, so it's all here.
On the town.
都市猎影
From BBC Learning English.
As we know, there are lots of galleries and museums in the UK. So what marks the Royal Academy out as different from other artistic institutions?
We have a group of academicians who are eminent artists and architects who are elected to be members here and to run it. So it's very much artist-focused.
英国皇家艺术学院的特点呢，是它以艺术家为核心，是一支由显赫艺术家和建筑学家组成的学院院士的队伍呢，来管理的艺术机构。Will, would you mind giving us the following phrases?
Not at all.
显赫艺术家
Eminent artists
建筑学家
Architects
学院院士
Academicians
Well, thanks, Will. 最后也是最重要的呢，就是皇家美术学院同意呢提供一些展览的照片，非常难得，欢迎收看有声图集。谢谢，再会。
Enjoy the audio slideshow at bbcukchina.com. Cheerio.